Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Justin Herbert, by the way, is set to start on Sunday. Anthony Lynn, Tyrod Taylor, apparently Herbert is slated to start again against the Panthers. Taylor is still recuperating from a pregame injury on Sunday when the team doctor gave him a pain-killing injection for a chest injury and accidentally punctured Taylor's lung. Wow. Holy crap. That's a moment there where if you're the Chargers, you got to consider firing the doctor, right? I mean, it's one of those deals where when we talk about mistakes, you know, doctors can't make mistakes, bro. They're devastating. Somebody dies, somebody gets a lung punctured. You can't make a mistake. You can't have bad pilots. You know what I mean? There are certain jobs where you're not allowed to be a screw-up. And so you're giving the guy a pain-killing injection and you puncture the man's lungs? Are you serious? Like, do you not have a degree? Did you not study medicine? Do you not know the anatomy? Do you not know where the lungs are? Wow, I'd be pissed, dude. I'd be pissed. And so now, the interesting part is that Herbert is, well, he's going to play the Panthers, which they don't have a great defense right now, which is good for him. But there'll be a little game tape on him now. So it'll be interesting to see how he does his second week. And here's the other thing. What happens if he goes out there and balls? Then what do you say if you're Anthony Lynn? Because if you were going to start the other guy, you're going to start Tyrod if he comes back. And I've told you guys this many times over the years. I like Tyrod Taylor. I'm a little biased because I've met the kid. I've met the young man. He's not the kid anymore. I met him as a kid coming out of Vatech. He's a great young man. Okay? Like, rock solid, bro. Like a really good dude. Okay? And this is a guy that, you know, the knock guy, even though I like him, I'm the first guy to tell you he's still too conservative the way he plays. And that's why he's also never made it. And then he's also inaccurate. And he has his moments where he'll wow you because he's an athlete, but he's also going to, you know, leave some plays on the field and in key moments too. It might be early in the first quarter, but it's going to happen also in the third and fourth and in key moments and key drives where he's going to miss somebody that's wide open. And I love the kid. I root for him. He's really, really nice guy. I've had him on my show in the past. I'm telling you, I root for the guy, but I have to be honest. I have to tell you, he's not a stud. Never has been, never will be. It's just not him. You know what I mean? He's just not aggressive enough at this level. Teddy Bridgewater does the same thing, but he does it because he has to, because he doesn't have the abilities that Tyrod Taylor has. That's the difference. If you gave Teddy Bridgewater Tyrod Taylor's athleticism, you would have one hell of a quarterback. Because Teddy Bridgewater's got the mind for the game. It's just the good Lord didn't bless him with amazing talent. Blessed him with a mind. Didn't bless him with incredible skill. You know what I mean? So it's tough. And so Tyrod Taylor is not a difference maker. What happens if Justin Herbert this weekend plays like a difference maker? He made some nice throws this last weekend. Okay? But what do you do? If you win that game and he plays well, how do you put him back on the bench now after 2 weeks of playing well?
Are you saying Tyrod Taylor's about to become Wally Pipp?
Yes.
I.e. Lou Gehrig?
Well, no, not about to be. Not about to be, because the kid has to play well this week. He could easily throw three interceptions this week. He threw one. He threw a touchdown and interception in his first outing this past week. But, you know, he could easily
By and large, he looked pretty good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, he did. He made some nice throws. I give him credit, dude. I give credit when credit is due. And he played well. But, again, he's young, and, you know, they weren't ready for him. Now they're going to be ready for him. So now it'll be interesting to see. But if they're ready for him and he performs at a high level and you're Anthony Lynn and you said Tyrod Taylor's in there when he's 100%, well, what happens when he does get 100% and you're going to bench a kid that is playing really well for you and he can do things that Tyrod can't? So that means you have a better chance of winning with him if he's playing at a high level. It'll be interesting. I saw that note and I go, man, this, look, I feel bad for Tyrod Taylor because he's such a great kid, great young man, that he deserves an opportunity to start. But I know like what he is. And so he hasn't taken that next step ever. So why would you keep him starting when you know what he is? And he's kind of reached his peak already. I'm sure he'll hate to hear that, but that's what I've seen from him, unfortunately. 786-322-1105. I'm more concerned if Herbert and Fitz has a bad game on Thursday. Dolphins will clamor for Tua like crazy. Many are already griping about him as it is. Yeah. But that was going to happen anyways once you drafted him or drafted anybody. Happened with Rosen last year. I don't think any of us should be surprised with that at all.